Hello and welcome to another installment of Casual Trekker. This is Scott. This is going to be my review of the season finale of Superman and Lois airing on the CW. This is episode 13, and this prominently featured Lex Luthor. And I must say, it was my favorite episode of the season as an episode. Storyline-wise, only the Lois and Clark and the cancer stuff really had any kind of teeth to it. Everything else is kind of just, like, there. Like, literally everything else, just kind of like, eh, whatever. But the cancer stuff, that all the way through, every single episode that was being tackled, which was every single one, that was the draw for me. So, that aside, the episode as a whole is the only one that I was continually, like, interested in what the heck was going on. And this is watching it after they announced that literally 75% of the cast isn't going to be back for season 4. It got renewed for 13 episodes in that fourth season. So I was like, what are they going to do in this episode? How is it going to leave all the characters hanging? And I think that they knew a while ago that this was going to be a thing, because this episode felt like a goodbye to most of the characters. You got John Henry and Natalie going to Metropolis to work for the DOD and construct weapons. They're relocating there. Then you have Kyle and Chrissy having a baby. So their focus is going to be on that. And then Lana and Kyle kind of bury the hatchet and kind of like, you're a great dad, we've got some situation issues going on, and, you know, we're in a good place, and they're going to be off and do their thing. So really, they wrapped up everyone. They put them in a place that wasn't, like, going to be a cliffhanger to the next season. Like, they basically got a goodbye in this episode, which makes me think that they knew a while ago that this is the way that it was going. It wasn't like an after they wrote the script for the episode 13, then they're like, hey, by the way, we're going to fire 75% of this cast. So I didn't get the vibe that this was like an all of a sudden thing. So they knew going in, because this episode wrapped up everybody and left it on a cliffhanger. Oh my God, a cliffhanger. Like, Bizarro and Superman are in mid-flight of fighting on the moon, and they're about ready to contact each other, and all of a sudden you see Superman and Lois, executive producer. Like, what? So if they didn't get renewed for a fourth season, oh man. That would have been one heck of an epic cliffhanger leads to cancellation sort of deal. But even the, to go back a minute, even the Jordan and Sarah situation kind of got resolved a little bit. So that way in the fourth season, they're not going to be friends. They're going to be kind of focusing on themselves. She's going to stay over in this corner and be the waitress and work on herself. And Jordan's going to do whatever he's going to do. So all of the character interactions kind of got shored up enough. It was enough that it would act as the final episode for all of them if they don't come back again. I was afraid of how that was going to work. But, yeah, this definitely, if you were to take minute by minute, the whole entire episode got to be my favorite. Just the acting, the story, the script, what they were doing. Lex Luthor making Bizarro Superman big and bulky and turn into what looks like Doomsday, basically. I feel like they merged the two things together. I can't remember offhand if anywhere Bizarro Superman turned into Doomsday. I thought Doomsday was a separate entity, but maybe I'm wrong. But I have to go back and look at the different source materials for all those things to see how they kind of play off of each other. But it feels like they're doing Doomsday. And they did it really well. Like, I liked how they were on the moon, because it reminded me of Superman 4 when he was up there fighting Nuclear Man. So I thought that was kind of cool. They got to fight in Metropolis. They fought. You know, got some Superman effects going on. It was an overall good episode. I'm really irritated that was the season finale. But now I gotta wait a little bit to see how Clark is going to deal with this if he's going to be able to reason with him, if he's going to be able to calm him down and bring him back, or if he's going to have to, so he can't destroy him. Every time he does, he makes him bigger and more and more and more invincible. My only irritation about any of it is Lex Luthor. His everyone's afraid of him feels unearned, because we didn't see how he got to that point. We didn't see how Lex became so feared that everyone was going to do anything. Like, that dude in the previous episode was going to be his chair, and the warden was going to do whatever he said, and he was basically living the life of luxury while in prison. I just didn't see how he got to that point. And before this episode aired, I was really hoping that we were going to kind of see, like, Lex 17 years, like 25 years ago, kind of get to see it build up a little bit, so I could go, oh, I see why everyone's so scared of him. Because a lot of people blackmail people in TV shows and movies, so what makes Lex Luthor any different than any of them? What makes him more interesting, more of an interesting character because of that fact? And I didn't get to see that, but they distracted me with Chrissy and Kyle having a baby, and Jordan and Sarah resolving their frustrations with each other, and Jordan admitting what he was doing was wrong, and getting to see Lana and John Henry have a moment. I'll say that, a moment. And so it was just a good episode. The season finale of season 3 is in the same category that season 1 was in. I love season 1. Season 2, it was like 75%. And season 3 was more like 45%. And season 3, that final episode, definitely had season 1 vibes to it. No bad guy of the week. It was just Lex Luthor doing a thing that was already existing, and then our characters interacting with each other and growing those character relations going forward from where they were. So I liked it. I can't wait for season 4. I want to see how they're going to play it with the characters and how they're going to interact with each other, because they were all still in Smallville. They were still in the middle of a battle, and I don't see it having a time jump. I think it's going to start right off. But we shall see, I suppose, when season 4 comes out sometime next year, I guess. But that will conclude this podcast.